Okay. Oh, okay. Wendy Lanz, we're just going to start recording right away. This is DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q. Now, wait, you're in the car with the band, and what are you doing?
Okay, I'm in the van with the band.
Yep.
And we're playing this game that I don't know if it was, it's a made-up game, right, guys? Did you make it up, Don? Okay, well, my trusty keyboard player, Don, made it up. And it's like Name the Band game where we do the alphabet. And we start, we're on P right now. We started on P.
Okay.
And we go around clockwise, and each member has to come up with a band that starts with a P.
Okay.
And if you can't, then you pass, and then you have to come up with two bands when it's the next round.
The next turn? Oh, my goodness.
That's yeah.
Okay, did you start this round yet?
Well, Sheila, I'm needing a little help, actually.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
We did Peter, Paul, and Mary. We've done, I think, I don't know, I'm exhausted. I think we've just done every P on the planet. But, Sheila, if you could help me win this, oh, my God. Are we supposed to be doing an interview?
Patrick Watson.
Who's that?
You don't know Patrick Watson?
But you know, I do, but he's a guy, and we've made strict rules that it can't be an artist, it has to be a band. So, like, for instance, Don just said Paul McCartney and Wings.
And Wings.
Because,
You
know, that's a band. It's not just Paul McCartney.
Hang on one sec. I'm going to find out. We're going to win this.
She's hilarious. She's playing for me anyway.
And I'm cheating. Everybody can just deal with that. You know what? It's Patrick Watson in the Wooden Arms.
Patrick Watson in the Wooden Arm. Listen. I think I will not tell Sheila that.
You don't fire me. I'm community radio. You want me.
Community radio. You want her. You want her, man. Sheila, are you in the Eastern Townships? Is that where you are?
I'm in the Eastern Townships. I'm in Sherbrooke right now as we speak. Well, Lennoxville.
Is it a gorgeous day?
It is not. It's rainy, duckish type weather. But you know what? It's actually, I kind of like it. My friend Jess is in studio with me right now, and she's kind of wishing that it was still snowing so she could actually snowboard this winter. But did you guys just almost crash? What happened there?
No, I just spilled water on my...
Are you guys all right there? No, you're in Montreal right now, I believe.
We're not. We're not at all in Montreal.
We are on our way to
Ottawa. We're in Port Hope, actually.
Oh, were you in... Yeah, I was thinking that you were performing in Montreal this evening, but that's...
Tomorrow night.
There we go. But performing in Ottawa this evening, then?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to read something that's directly from your website, because it's just too... I thought this was such a perfect description of your sound. First of all, you are so pretty.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wow, like gorgeously beautiful. And
that's very nice. Thank you.
It's this lovely combination of sultry and gorgeous girl. It's wonderful. So I don't know who wrote this, so I don't know if you have that information, but from WendyLanz.com, Mumble by Wendy Lanz, intimate gem-like songs with a vulnerable ache and a jazzy undertow. Only when you've heard these sparsely yet soulfully arranged songs filled with lyrical depth, a pop, jazz, rootsy sensibility, and the kind of vocal stylings that raise goosebumps will you have truly heard Wendy Lanz. That is so... It's so perfect. It's such a perfect...
Wow, thank you.
Now, there's one of your tracks that really resonated with me, and I'm just going to find it.
I'm curious to know which one.
Hang on just a sec here. Don't Make Me Laugh.
Oh, yes.
I want the story behind
this
one.
You want the story?
Yep.
Have you ever had your heart broken?
Several times, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Mostly by myself, but when I'm
being
dumb.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, sometimes I've been dumb.
Yeah, well, no, that's it. It's that. In a nutshell, it's that. It's that. And when you've been dumped, have you been told, but we're going to be great friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, see,
right?
that's what I'm saying. It wasn't even dumped. I said I'm dumb, as in D-U-M-B, as in, like, what a dumb idea I had because I really, you know, I can hold my heart back. If I really, that little voice inside my head, which at times has been Samuel L. Jackson, and Samuel L. Jackson calls me a name and then tells me to be cool. And
oh my God, I love it. I love Samuel L. Jackson. He's going to be the voice in my head from now on.
Listen to him. He's right. So when he says, be word, be cool, just listen. Yes. Because
I don't.
No, see, that's been my problem too. So don't make me laugh. I love the
Thank
feeling
you.
Of that song so much. It's really, really
Yeah, well, because also it's when you're really down.
Yep.
You want to be there. Mm-hmm. I want to be there. I want to be in my dark, and I hate when people try to cheer me up.
Yep.
And, you know, it's like, I'll smile, I'll be happy, I will again, but right now, I want to cry, I want to be sad, I want the darkness, mm-hmm. that's where I'm at.
There's a concept that I came up with two of my best friends that was the idea of the secret garden, and that it's sort of a place that we would kind of flee to on our own, or the three of us together, or that would just be this space that was sort of occupied inside our heads. And I realized that I needed to start kind of cultivating that space and letting whatever emotion I was experiencing actually live and be, and actually start bringing it. Only, I would say this is probably in the last year or so, we started talking about the concept that whole thing we would keep inside, and we would be okay with keeping it in our little cluster, our little trio. And then we realized, you know what? It's okay to let this be outside of ourselves. It can even be secret around us.
Right.
But you know, it's about that whole idea of just letting ourselves feel it, man.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, exactly.
I love how it, like in the quotes on your website, it says that the hugs after this take were electric, like after the recording of that song.
Yeah, that's completely true.
Yeah, now another one that I thought was so beautiful, and I was really happy to actually have a chance to watch you sing this on YouTube, though see a live performance of it, is the song Unsung.
Yeah.
And now tell me a little bit about this one. I know that you wrote it on Earth Night, and tell me a little bit about the creation of Unsung.
Yeah, well, I was alone, and I thought it was Earth Night, but Sheila, it's Earth Hour. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't though, so I made a whole night of it.
Yeah.
And, I just wanted to create a song where I was kind of making up my own language with those unwords, because a lot of those unwords aren't really real words.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came up with a few of those unwords, I decided to try to come up with as many unwords as I possibly could. And it was a fun challenge. And then I remember singing the lyrics and the melody that had come to my head to Jim and Dawn in the middle of my living room, which was kind of a naked thing to do.
Yeah.
And we shaped the song from there. And yeah, people seem to really relate to that song.
Tell me about Jim and Dawn.
Pardon me?
Tell me about Jim and Dawn.
Oh, Jim and Dawn. Well, Jim's driving and Dawn's in the passenger seat to tell me about Jim and Dawn. And Dawn is really tall. How tall are you? 6'3". And Jim's pretty tall. Hey, honey? Jim and Dawn. Dawn and Jim and I co-wrote about half the record together.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn is my piano player, and Jim is my drummer, and they also co-produced the CD with me and a gentleman named Greg Kavanaugh, who's mm-hmm. not here.
Wow.
Sounds like he's dead. He's just not with us in the van.
He's passed on. No.
Yeah, he passed on the road trip.
So, and now, one thing that I found kind of interesting is, like, I don't know, words and titles and naming things is such an important and interesting and holy experience.
Yes.
If there's one thing that I would not associate with your music and your sound, it's mumbling. Now, how did mumble come to, I mean, and yet what a great word. It's a satisfying word to say. So
well,
how
isn't
did you,
it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I think I chose it because people like you start your interviews and your conversations with me saying, why Mumble? And it kind of cracks it open. And I had a funny feeling that would happen. So that was part of it. But yeah, I was sure when we wrote the song Mumble that song should be called Mumble.
Mm-hmm.
And then naming the CD Mumble, I had a few sleepless nights and I had some people disagree with me quite vehemently. But, I really think we mumble when we're being truthful and unfiltered.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what this project is. It's truthful, it's unfiltered, it's naked, it's oops, I want to take it all back, but I can't now because here it is. And that's what mumbling is.
Wow, that is so... This is a timely interview.
Oh, you're going through something, Sheila?
No, things have come... I'm on the rise out of that valley of mumbling places, this kind of thing.
But
I would say that it's more like... You have to become comfortable enough to allow yourself to mumble. Like,
well, that's it.
If it's about really being authentic and letting those experiences and emotions and everything happen and surface, because they're there, you know. So why try and dumb it down? You know, that's powerful stuff.
Oh, cool.
All right. Well, we're going to be getting some of your stuff out here on the air, and I just can't wait to actually have an opportunity to finally see you live and meet you as well too. So enjoy your show this evening and tomorrow evening, the Thursday night show. Where are you going to be playing in Montreal?
At the Upstairs.
Oh, great. Okay, well,
on Mackay. Yeah.
Excellent. We'll make sure that everybody gets the information about that, and thank you so
wonderful.
Much.
Thank you so much.